Acts chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples had multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Greeks against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called a multitude of the disciples to them and said, "It is not reasonable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. So, brothers, choose from among yourselves 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we can appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a convert from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then certain of the synagogue that is called the synagogue of the Libertines arose, and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of those of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they found false witnesses who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came to him and arrested him, and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses who said, "This man won't stop speaking blasphemous words against this holy place and the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses gave us." And all that sat in the council, looking steadily at him, saw his face as though it were the face of an angel.